From KUAR News in Little Rock, I'm Jacob Kaufman. On the line with me is Paul Spencer, one of four candidates for the U.S. House seat in Central Arkansas. And for this conversation, we're going to talk about health care. So thanks so much for your time.
Thanks for having me, Jacob.
My first question, I'm going to ask you to restrain yourself from offering solutions. We all want our politicians to offer solutions. But what is your assessment of the Affordable Care Act as is?
I believe that the Affordable Care Act, when it was first rolled out, it was a better option than what we had. It was a good first step. Of course, it was doomed by the authors of it in a lot of different ways, and particularly, the Republican Congress just reveled in trying to destroy it, which that's one of their major goals. But like I said, it was a first good step. But I think it was a first good step towards a system that, by its very nature, is unsustainable and could never work in the 21st century.
How do you propose to make the U.S. healthcare system better? You're an advocate of Medicare for all.
I am an advocate of Medicare for all. And, very quickly, we hear that Medicare for all that bandied around quite a bit, and we hear a lot of people saying that it's everybody should have access to it. But, a healthcare system should be something that's more than just something that you have access to. It should be something that you have the right to utilize. And under the, some of these proposals, we hear a lot of our other candidates in this race talking about access to healthcare. And what they're typically saying is we need another tiered system like the ACA that, favors one group of people over another. But the major problem with any kind of tiered system that's not a pure single-payer system is that you're still funneling money to the insurance corporation, and you're still funneling money to Big Pharma. So you have all those folks, all the middlemen in there, including the congressional campaign, the hedge fund managers, and everything else. So by the time it gets to the consumer, it's not free, and it's not for all. It's just for those who can simply afford it again. So that's one of my big problems with the ACA and a lot of the proposals that are springing off of that.
Two of the other candidates in the race, Jonathan Dunkley and Gwendolyn Combs, both loosely support a similar concept, Medicare for all, they'd say. Clark Tucker supports a Medicare buy-in. His concern is he doesn't want to create a system that would harm the existing employer-based system. He thinks there are many people that enjoy the current employer-based system if they have access to it.
Well, again, I think that there's a lot to be discussed with that regard. We're talking a single-payer system that's free at the point of service, versus the old, cumbersome, archaic, let's get it through our employees. And what that really is to me is that you have the Democratic Party, it's a very big corporate entity, just like a lot of other corporations. And the DCCC, of course, is a big corporate entity, and the Center for American Progress, which is a very Clinton oriented think tank. They're the ones that want to do this. They're the ones that want to maintain these elements of the private market. And that's simply because the insurance lobby is one of the most powerful lobbies in Washington. And if you take them out of the loop, a lot of these campaigns that are funded through helped through the DCCC and a lot of these corporate entities are going to lose their benefactors. So, again, the campaign finance issue has always been big with me, and this plays itself out very obviously in the whole insurance debate at this point in time. Why would we want to continue down a path where we're spending half of what we annually spend, which is well over $3 trillion, on a system that's only using about half of that prudently, when we can go to the system that would cost about half of the current amount and insure everybody? Why do we insist on funneling money to these giant corporations when it's clearly the people that need the help and not a federal subsidization of the insurance industry?
We know your end goal for the healthcare system, if you could get the reforms that you would like to put in place. But if you're elected to Congress, where do you think realistically the healthcare system could be moved in 5, 10, 20 years? What would
There's
it look like?
There's absolutely no reason on earth that a Medicare for all system couldn't be implemented, sooner rather than later. H.R. 676 has well over 100 co-sponsors in the House right now. There are a lot of people that are currently running for Congress that already have pledged to co-sponsor such a piece of legislation. I don't think it has to be that long. And again, you know, we hear a lot of the folks getting into this race talking about the feasibility. You know, as a legislator, I think that your job would be making something feasible instead of just quitting before you've even played the game, saying, well, you know what, I'm not going to advocate for the poor and poorly insured in my district because I just don't think it's feasible. Well, your job is to represent those people, and your job is to make sure that those people get the things that they need. And to say it's feasible when you're not even not feasible when you're not even elected yet, it seems like, again, you know, it's just a corporate ploy to continue to pay homage to the big corporate benefactors of the insurance industry.
I've been speaking with Paul Spencer, one of four candidates for the 2nd Congressional District seat in Central Arkansas in the Democratic primary. Early voting's underway. Election day is Tuesday, May 22nd. The other candidates, Clark Tucker, Gwen Combs, and Jonathan Dunkley. Mr. Spencer, thanks so much.
Thank you.